Hello, everyone, and welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast. I'm Marcy Newman, your host, and today we have a wonderful guest, Rebecca Smith McGovern. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi, Marcy. Thanks so much for having me today. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I've been looking forward to this for such a long time.
Me too.
And I'm so happy our day is finally here.
Yeah.
So I want to officially welcome everyone to Transformation, Healing the Physical Body. Now, I want to give a little bit of background about why I've asked Rebecca to be here today. And that is that Rebecca is in a bit of an unusual position. I know that in the past we've had lots of coaches and healers and people with all kinds of incredible modalities that they have brought to this world. Rebecca actually specializes in working with coaches, spiritually connected, transformational coaches, and she helps them to gain clarity and control over their physical health so that they can create a greater impact for their clients and, of course, ultimately the world. Rebecca is very deeply connected to her work in assisting humanity through this ascension process that we know that we are in. And as a matter of fact, before we began our conversation today, Rebecca was sharing with me, you know, how really unifocused she is in being here for humanity. And she talks about herself as being a DNA and divine blueprint architect. Now take that in for a second. Maybe even close your eyes. What are the images that come forward with that? So how Rebecca describes this is that she assists others in accessing this information and restoring the true heart divinity of expression. She, of course, believes that we're all here to live in abundance and joy, and that this work creates healing and optimization in many forms within the physical body. So we're going to hear more about how that manifests in Rebecca's work. But Rebecca, let me just first and foremost officially welcome you and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Marcy. Thank you so much. And thank you for that lovely, lovely introduction. Thank you.
So one of the things, of course, that I always love to know is how you got into this work. We all come with such incredible stories. And I think that our stories are, first off, divinely inspired, but also orchestrated. But we also are a divine inspiration for others. And that's really why I've invited you here today. So yeah. Would you mind just jumping in, telling us about you, how you got started in this work and how it's evolved?
Yeah. Yes, I would love to share that. And I love the way that you phrased that. We are here in that representation for each other, you know, to bring forth that divine. And my own story began so many years ago with very serious illness, and I saw no path for myself. In fact, I was living in the human construct, where I felt, you know, designed by my external circumstances and what I saw as the way a life was to be lived. And I found that path the human one completely disrupted by severe physical illness. And this was life-threatening illness. My first encounter was being told that, you know, I had 5 years to live. Yeah, that I was, you know, in my 20s. I was probably 20 years old at the time. And that if I did survive that 5 years, that I would need a liver transplant. And I remember receiving that information and just thinking to myself, no, that's not me. That's not my story. You know, that's not where I get to go. And I began a journey of discovery, really more science-based. I really did not have a strong spiritual connection, at least not one that I was aware of at that time. But yet by following my instincts and my intuition over time, it led me into new pathways of discovery about my body, about the way the illness was manifesting. And yet at the same time, the more I chased the illness, the more sick I became. And I remember two very distinct points in my life. One where I literally felt completely abandoned by God, that there could be no God, that how could this kind of suffering, you know, exist in that world? And I continued this sojourn of science-based work around my body as to why it was ill while it broke down in terms of endocrine system, digestive system. I had heart problems, lung problems, blood vessel problems, all, you know, inflammatory in nature, that were all life-threatening in nature. And one night, I laid in bed and I was in so much pain. I was crying and I basically just cried out to God that I could not do this anymore, that I could not do this. And in that moment, it was as though something interrupted my train of thought. It was as though when you're listening to a radio station and you change the radio station, and I heard a voice, and this voice said, "You will have pain for 3 more days, and on the third day, it will be gone."
Whoa.
Yeah, that was my reaction as well. I thought my first words were, "Is this real?" And the answer was yes. And the next thing I asked was, do I need to do anything? You know, in my mind, I was thinking, oh my goodness, in order to receive something like this, I have to do something. And the answer was no, I didn't need to do anything. And then the most human question of all, why me? I asked, why me? And the answer was, all are chosen. And that answer turned out to be one of the most profound aspects of this experience. All are chosen. I realized that every single person is chosen for healing. It is not something that is separate from us, that is unattainable or not real, or that is only available to a few. It's every person is chosen. And when I asked my final question, which was, who is this? The answer I heard was, I am that I am. And I drifted off to sleep. And within 3 days, that pain was gone. And I continued to heal. I had a child at 33, which was something that wasn't even in my picture. And this experience stayed with me through the years, though I didn't act on it. And it felt like a seed that was planted inside of me that I knew there needed to come a point where I took action in my world. And that experience gave me the ability, through that experience, I gained this ability to see coding, to see this divine blueprint that I talk about, this architecture of the true pathway, the true divine pathway that activates that divinity within the heart and brings healing into the physical reality. And when we bring this alignment into fruition, when we bring this forth in our world, in our physical world, this allows us to connect with other individuals in ways that we have been unable to connect before. So it brings a depth of transformation for ourselves and for every single person that we touch. And it's even though we may feel that we are perfectly aligned, at the same time, as we deepen that transformation of the physical body and heal that physical body, that increases and it creates more depth of transformation continually for ourselves and for others. And when we think in terms of humanity as a whole, we are each touching every single person in humanity, just as this conversation that we are having right now is energetically reaching every single being in existence, past, present, future, if you want to call it that, although there is no time space. And that creates these huge dynamic shifts as we ascend as humanity, as a world, planet, universe. And it's kind of the long way around of explaining how I came into this work, but it was about 3 years ago that I just was hit with, I have to make a change in my life. And that's when I really, really stepped up. I'd been serving within my family and friends, so my small community, but I had not been reaching out. I had not been reaching out into the world. I'd been a little bit afraid to show myself and really speak in this way. And I reached that tipping point in my world that, no, I am here for this greater purpose, to bring forth this love, this peace, this transformation. I just brought it. I just have been bringing it out more and more and more. And that's really how I came to come into this space. And it's really what led me to you ultimately. It's how that thread travels. And
All right. So I have a couple of questions that have come up. Number one, when you heard that voice, did you believe that to be the voice of God?
I didn't know in that moment, but I definitely believe that that is the voice of God, of the universe, universal life force, universal energy. All is connected and all is one. And I don't, as I have come through the years, yes, I do. I do believe.
Yeah, so that's sort of been that, proverbial 2020 hindsight.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested in zeroing in on that moment when you heard that voice and your interpretation of it, because there had to have been an interpretation that allowed you to trust. So you're like checking off the days, right? The third day comes, and there had to have been something in that voice that carried you to that third day to anticipate release.
Yes. I had an experience of implicit trust, peace and love, and yes.
So that is so important to share, because to me, it exemplifies when we are truly in alignment with that God consciousness.
Yes.
It is the one time that we allow ourselves, or that we experience this complete trust, this deep sense of peace, and yet we have no idea like where it's coming from and what is going to happen. We just surrender.
Yes, absolutely.
That is the message.
Yes.
Because we experience it on an energetic level that, so I am the heart shift coach. So from my perspective, that is the heart shift. Mm. It is when we reach that point of surrender.
Yeah.
All right. So now I have another question for you. That third day arrives. What happens that morning when you wake up?
Wow. Third day arrived and I woke up with no pain. I could breathe. And I felt no fear. I felt no doubts about, you know, what was coming forth in my future. I no longer was afraid for my life. It was a complete shift. It was an absolute complete shift. For many years, I spent time not being able to see beyond a certain point in my life. It was like a breaking point in my life. It was as though I had a choice of whether to stay or whether to go. And once I came through all of this, it was almost as though there had been a decision made, you know, on the soul level, if you will, of this is the point where I either stay or I go.
Do you believe that we all have those points of exit sort of written into our life course?
I don't know. I believe that each of us carries a very unique, each person is unique in their pathway. And I don't think that everyone has specific exit points. I'm sure that they exist on some level, but as to where specifically they're pointed, it's very individual. And when I think of, you know, like others, unless I connect with them, I don't really receive that, you know, that information. But I do believe that we all have a calling, that each of us is meant to bring forth our gifts to the fullest abundance. And that within that pathway are those answers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. so that when we create those shifts, that is when we see those points. One of the things that I have noticed is that my own, you know, abilities to shift and connect have been in direct correlation with my willingness to shift, my willingness to see. And sometimes within ourselves, each of us, we get to choose to see more. It's creating that opportunity of choosing to see more in our life, choosing to see more of our connection, and that we are a vessel of God, and what that actually looks like, what that path actually looks like. So I think that's when, if there's a specific exit point, that's when someone will see whether or not that they've actually experienced it, or if they feel that in their world. Mm-hmm. I know that some people who feel that they cannot make a difference are actually dealing with that very issue. But as to whether it's predetermined and assigned, I don't have that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell me something, these opportunities that you speak of that do come into people's lives, do you sort of see them as rungs of a ladder leading to ascension, or?
Yeah.
What do you think their purpose is?
Yeah. So first of all, there's no right or wrong and no fault, no fault or anything within this. What I actually see is akin to almost a grid work, mm-hmm. where all paths intersect. And at any particular point on a path, that is opportunity. That is shift point. Any point of, you know, where these paths intersect. And as you move through that grid, there's literally an aligned portion of that grid that clears your connection, your universal connection, your connection to the divine. And what's covering it up are sort of the trappings that we pick up within our humanness, which is normal. So, you know, we are spiritual beings here having a physical experience, and this is normal. It's to be expected. And oftentimes the more that we have to share and the more that we've been covered up, it just means that, hey, you know what? You've got these beautiful gifts to bring forth. They're just, sometimes there is, I don't generally speak in terms of the dark, but there is an aspect of covering up the light, and it's not personal. It's simply where you have something bright, cover it up. So that pathway can be a little bit obscured. And that's what I see. I see the path without it, without the distractions and without the obscurements that have been placed over it, that are the things that are getting in our way here in this physical plane, if that makes sense.
Sure, it does. Yeah. So when you're working with a client, what does your work entail?
So generally, the work entails the willingness of two people to come together and connect, because that's the basis. So when we connect, the first step is literally to identify that point at which the pathway point. So that's the very first step in the work. We connect, and this connection is on a spiritual and energetic level. And through that connection, oftentimes, you know, the other person, they may be sharing, or, you know, there may be other things involved. But through that energetic and spiritual connection, the point is revealed, and this is the point at which we derive the pathway. That's the very first step, and this is the pathway to healing. And 99% of the time, this is not where the focus has been. It's generally under, I mean, to, for lack of a better word, it's like buried under a bush somewhere else. It's like you think that it's right here because this is the problem, but it's over somewhere else, buried underneath the bush. That's where the point is. And that's what we uncover. We uncover that point where healing begins. That exact point.
So what are some of the things then that someone might experience once that point has been identified?
Yeah. So once that point has been identified, we begin to unwind that timeline, which releases the illusion and falsehood that they have been living in. Okay. It brings it into light, and it shifts a person into clarity of purpose and mission while activating the healer within. This is the result of identifying that point. It allows that timeline to release, and it allows that falsehood to release, bringing forth clarity. And this is where, for example, one person that I had been working with, we were sharing around this very aspect. And one of the things that came up was the ability to connect, to start really making the connections between what she was experiencing and, you know, where this actually felt in her body. And by identifying where this was landing in her body, it led her to shifts in how she saw events that had played into her viewpoint of the world. And she discovered that, you know, she had really been, you know, a little bit of kind of like almost a doormat in a way. And yet her primary reason for coming to me was pain, very extreme physical pain. And through this work, she began addressing other areas in her life, shifting her interpersonal relationships, shifting her business relationships. It led to a complete overhaul within her business. She's a transformational coach and, works from the stage, and she made a lot of big changes within her business, relationships with her employees. And in doing this, not only did her pain go away, but she grew her business through the process. And this was very different for her, because up until that point, all she had been able to experience was the pain without the ability to connect to it spiritually. So it was dominating her life. So this was an actual, you know, shift in her experience in this world that occurred from making these connections to her divine blueprint.
So typically, what kinds of things do people present to you when they first come?
Mm-hmm. So as an example, autoimmune illness is a primary presentation. Autoimmune illness is also something that I dealt with. And that's a big one. Pain, unidentified pain and emotional pain, pain inside relationships. And the other aspect is an inability to, the general comment is, I really need to amplify my intuition, and I just don't know how to do that. So those three areas, so either through a spiritual suffering, emotional suffering, or physical suffering. And those specifically are all addressed when we activate that divine blueprint. And as an example, the person that had shared around the extreme emotional and physical pain that she was, having. For her, this has allowed her to connect back into her emotions. And these were things she hadn't cried, had been so focused on, serving others, and yet had not been able to connect into her own emotions. And in doing so, she is now actually intuitively leading herself. That healer that activates within us is able to lead us. We are the leader. And this work allows us to lead, which is where we're all being asked to go. So the emotional distress, the physical pain, and autoimmune illnesses, and which encompasses things like, allergies and food disorders, weight loss type situations, all of these manifest, and they're distractors that keep us from, really amplifying within our purpose, if that connects and makes sense.
So are there particular modalities that you use when you're working with someone?
Yeah. Quite often I implement different practices, tools, if you will. The primary focus is that energetic connection. It is that energetic connection and bringing forth that spiritual healing. Other things that amplify that are dietary changes. I'm also a face yoga teacher. I implement face yoga within this. We often don't think about what's being stored. We always think about the rest of our body, but not the upper half of our body, right? And a lot of things get stored in the face. It was very interesting with one person that I worked with who had abuse in her life. And when we did face yoga, this allowed for a huge release around that experience. So, and this is akin to when we release these things from our body, that's huge. The other thing that I tend to work with as well is yoga, different forms of exercise, different types of activation of muscles in the body, what comes forth. Yes, so it kind of runs a broad gamut, nutritional and taking physical action with our body that may include, different exercises or practices within face yoga. Yeah.
Interesting about the whole face yoga thing.
Yes.
Yeah, because, certainly you can see, often when someone is carrying a lot of stress or distress, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It does, it's so evident in our face. I imagine the face yoga can be a very powerful aspect of that.
It is. It is.
Yeah, and people must see wonderful releases from that.
Yes.
And, releases that they can both see in the mirror and feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. One client that I work with, her eyes are always are where she stores a lot of stress. And through this practice, this has allowed her to, you know, migraines are gone, and so much less eye stress, you know, for her into in where she's healing. And anytime we're holding something in the body, anytime we are holding something in the physical body, that's getting in the way of our spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. So that's getting in the way of our transformation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, you're right. Seeing those changes in the mirror is always a plus, because yes, it does make definite changes in our appearance.
So let me ask you a question. I know that there is possibly an activation that you can take us through. Do we have time for that? How long would that take?
Wow. You know what's interesting? Yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
How much time would we need for that?
I think about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's maybe perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now.
I bet do it now.
So on the edge.
Now, Marcy.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay, so this started coming in this morning. So just come into your space wherever you happen to be and know that this is meant for you. This is meant for you across all time and space, all time, all space, all time, all space, all knowing, peace and love ever present. Simply notice the energy of your body in this moment. Where are you holding energy? Where does it feel free flowing? Notice your heart. Breathing in and breathing out. Allow your heart to expand with each breath, feeling that energy within your body. Allowing that to expand, maybe seeing a light with that, coming to the edge of your skin. Connecting the breath, the pulse rate, the beating of the heart, the circulation through the body in unison, perfect order. Releasing the parasympathetic nervous system now. Notice your skin. Connectivity of each cell. Bring your awareness, kind of stretch your awareness beyond your body. Stretch it, continue to stretch that awareness, almost seeing yourself beyond the edges of the earth. Just expand that awareness out. And as you reach out with your awareness, you touch this golden white light It's at the very fringe edge of your awareness, and there it is. It's warm, peaceful, enveloping. And as you connect to that golden light, it begins to draw down. It's coming closer. It no longer feels on the fringe. You can feel it reaching down, coming forward through to your body as it travels. Traveling through dimensions. Through all timelines. Through all lives. And as you peacefully rest within this light, it is one of love, trust, compassion, and knowledge, your rightful knowledge, that which is yours and cannot be taken away, can be completely trusted and cannot be taken away. As it bathes your body, it begins to seep in through the pores of your skin. Coming in between the cells, traveling inside the lymph between each cell, providing that cushion, and as each cell then begins to receive this light, this golden light, it activates the mitochondria within each cell, generating healing energy, increased conductivity, optimal health. Know that this is your birthright, your power, your purpose. Breathing in. And breathing out. Simply notice. Allow yourself time to absorb. Allow yourself space to be. Breathing in and breathing out. And when you're ready, if you've closed your eyes, you can open them or just relax in this moment in time. And simply notice. Simply notice how your world looks, how your body feels, your thoughts, what comes to mind first. And the message within this is you are loved, you are whole, and you are complete.
What a beautiful process that was.
Thank you.
Really beautiful. So perfect in every way. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us, Rebecca.
Marcy, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And thank you. And to all, thank you. And all blessings.
Well, I'm sure everyone who hears this will have hearts filled with gratitude and appreciation for you. So thank you so much. And thank you for being here today and sharing with us all about your fantastic work. And just, you know, making all of us, you know, regardless of what our work is, to recognize, to be aware that, you know, there's a place for us to go to where we also can get what we need. And that's really so essential, so essential.
Yes.
So how can people find you?
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page, which is Awakening Serafina, and an associated website, which is awakeningserafina.com. And I can be messaged through those or through private message. And I have a free gift that I attached to this. I don't know if that's going to come out on this.
Cool.
Yeah, I have a higher meditation gift that is, you know, for anyone that would like to have that, they're welcome to that. Yeah, so you can reach me on Facebook at Awakening Serafina and through my webpage at Awakening Serafina as well. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you again so very much. And for everyone listening, please take advantage of this beautiful gift. Number one, remember this activation is for you. Rebecca made that very clear. And also to tune into that meditation. The power of joining vibrational frequencies is one that really must be appreciated. It's really how we take everything that we have to bring to the world out, and where people can receive it.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much. And of course, thank you everybody for giving us your time, your energy, your focus, and your heart, you know, in being here, knowing that this is important and essential for you and for those that you work with and those that you touch every day in your lives. So until next time, again, I'm Marcy Newman, your host of this wonderful High Vibe Tribe podcast. And thank you again, Rebecca, for coming in and sharing such a beautiful, beautiful light that you carry with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marcy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.